Nationally, about two-thirds of offenders released from state prisons wind up back in jail within 3 years. Congresswoman Moore says one goal of tomorrow's forum is to build support for a bill dubbed the Second Chance Act that will fund grants to the states for programs that provide released prisoners with job training and housing assistance. Moore says there will also be a job fair featuring national companies who've made hiring ex-offenders a priority.
Home Depot and Walgreens, Raytheon, T-Mobile, just to name a few, who are going to be there to say, hey, we're willing to take on this risk.
Moore says these companies are realizing that hiring ex-offenders is a way to make their communities safer by investing in people who, without a job, are likely to commit new crimes. The director of a prisoner reentry program in Madison says he's glad to see congressional leaders take up this cause. Jerome Dillard of the Journey Home program says there are only a handful of such support programs in the state.
I hear it all the time, you know, wow, we need a service like this where I'm from, because they found a safe place here, a place where they can come and work with individuals who understand their plight.
The director of a reentry program in Milwaukee agrees. Julie Kirksick of the New Hope Project says there are record numbers of offenders returning to Milwaukee this year and very few programs to serve them.
And if we want them to reintegrate in a way that actually helps them become more productive members of our communities, then what they're doing tomorrow in Washington, D.C. is step one.
Kirksick says programs like hers depend largely on private grants for funding, and there are dozens of communities in the state that could use federal support to help offenders avoid the revolving door back to prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.